Good morning, Albuquerque. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Tierra Garcia with Tierra's Hair Salon. So welcome to the show, Tierra.
Good morning.
So tell us what you do over there.
I do tons of things. I am a master stylist. I am the owner of Tierra's Hair Salon. I specialize in hair cutting, hair coloring, facial services, full body waxing, eyelash extensions. My passion is in the coloring and hair cutting aspect of the business.
Excellent. So you had recently had a ribbon cutting. So tell us how that went and what kind of things you shared with the people that attended the event.
The ribbon cutting was phenomenal. I enjoyed the experience. I did meet a lot new people, new businesses, made some great friends and potential clients. I shared my passion as far as how I became a hairstylist, what I do on a daily basis in my salon, what my specialties are, and why I love to do hair. I just love to do hair because it makes people feel great about themselves. Outer beauty has a lot to do with your inner beauty and the way you feel inside.
Awesome. So share with us how you got into this line of business.
When I was young, I was always playing with Barbie's hair and doing my sister's hair. And as I got older, I was the one that would always get everybody ready for events like homecoming, prom, and I enjoyed getting everybody ready. So I said, you know what? This is what I like to do. I like to get ridiculously dolled up and hair, fashion, makeup, it's my calling. I went to hair school. After that, I opened a hair salon out of my house and I ran that for a few years. And I finally said it's time to expand and I went for it and I opened up a hair salon and I absolutely love it and I haven't felt more free and able to do my art in my own environment.
Congratulations. That's so fantastic. And the fact that you started off by following your passion, I think so many people when they're younger have a passion or a calling for something and then ignore it because of expectations that other people might have on them.
Right.
And so I think that's fantastic that you followed that and you said, okay, this is what I really want to do. And you started honing that skill really early.
Yes.
So tell us what your favorite, you mentioned hair,
yes,
but tell us what your other favorite part of being in this industry is for you.
I like to make people feel good about themselves. A lot of women I noticed, you know, sometimes after having children, we struggle with maybe depression and not feeling beautiful outside. To bring that back to someone's life and to make them feel great about themselves, it truly touches my heart. I have people that come in and they're like, I need a makeover. For somebody to trust in me to change their hair drastically, maybe with a new color or a new haircut, something that would liven them up, I love to do that. And I love how people can trust me and they feel comfortable knowing that I know what I'm doing and what is going to benefit them in the long run. So I just love the way it makes people feel. You know, people looking great. It's not about just weight or outfits that we wear. It's about our hair and our makeup and our face and our skin. People see this every day. So you need to feel great about yourself. And I truly want to let everybody feel great.
That's exciting. And especially now over the holidays, I imagine that you're getting lots of bookings.
Yes.
For people that want to up level their game,
yeah,
for the holidays.
Because a lot of people, you know, we haven't seen our family members in years and months, and it's like, I want to show up looking the best. So yes, I do get those appointments.
Right. So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Tierra Garcia, the owner and hair designer extraordinaire at Tierra's Hair Salon. And so give us your contact information. People that are already thinking, oh, I want to schedule an appointment. She sounds fantastic. Give us your contact information.
So you can reach me at 505-750-8629. That is the salon phone number. I also am on social media, Instagram at Tiara's Hair Salon, and that's T-I-A-R-A, Tiara's Hair Salon. And I also have a website where you can go online, and it's simple. I wanted everything to be simple, where it's one click, book appointment, and you click what you need done, and then you put in your information, and I receive an email immediately.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Yes.
And so tell us the age range of clients that you work with.
There is no range. I work on anybody. So from little girls, babies, I cut little babies' hair, toddlers, little girls in school, boys, older women, elderly women. I do it all.
That's good to know, because I know some salons will only specialize, for example, in adult haircuts and don't necessarily want you to bring even their kids to your appointment.
No.
So that's important to know.
Yes, I am a mother, and I am not going to go somewhere where my children are not allowed. So children are allowed to come into my salon. I have a little waiting area. They can sit there and play. And I have no problem cutting or styling little kids' hair. There is no problem with that. I'm actually really good with kids.
Excellent. So in terms of the special services that you offer, you shared with me in our preparation for today that you have some specials. So let our listeners know what those great specials are.
So I have an esthetician who works with me. She's really great. Her name is Daphne. She is an eyelash specialist. So we have our eyelash extensions right now on promotion for $80, and that's a full individual set. They're one eyelash per eyelash, which is the safest way to apply eyelash extensions. We have those right now for $80. They're normally $120, and that's good through December 31st. We also have $10 off haircuts, and that comes with wash and a style. You never leave with your hair wet from my salon. $10 off, and with any haircut, receive a free facial wax, maybe, you know, upper lip, eyebrow, full face, whatever's needed. Also, $15 off color services. I would definitely take advantage of this. I want everybody to look great for the holidays, so I'm offering some great promotions. $15 off hair color. If you wanted a new change or a new growth touch up, $15 off, and that's good till December 31st as well.
Okay. And so for those people that may be new in terms of color services, since that is your sweet spot, it sounds like that you really, really enjoy that. Walk us through what that would look like. Would you do a consultation with them to figure out what the best color would be? Like, what could they expect as they come into salon and say, I've never done color before, help me?
Absolutely. A consultation is my number one priority. I'm not going to do something that someone is not comfortable with. So if you step in my salon and you sit in my chair, we are going to go over about 10 questions before I even touch color. So what do you like as far as color around your face? What do you like on your hair? What is your go-to? What are you comfortable with? What are you not comfortable with? What would you allow me to do? So I definitely go through all those questions, because I don't want somebody to wake up when they leave my salon the next day and say, oh my gosh, what did I do? So if you're going to go from a drastic hair color, we need to really make sure that you're prepared. I'm not going to force anybody into anything that they're not ready for.
That's really good to know, because I know I've colored my hair, done highlights a few times, and it's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I wasn't prepared for was growing it out.
Yes.
Afterward. And so that whole comprehensive approach to say, okay, here's what you're getting into.
Yes.
I think is really important, especially for people who haven't ventured into that.
Right. So there is maintenance on the backside of it. And, you know, that is one thing that we go through. Are you somebody that loves to get your hair colored like me? Or are you somebody that once a year comes in? So I'm not going to put highlights on somebody and they have a big old line of demarcation in 2 months. What is this? So I definitely have to go through consultation.
Right. Okay. Excellent. So what makes your approach to this industry different than what somebody might find at another salon?
Every stylist is different in their own techniques and own creativity. I try to go with the approach of, how would this be easy for you tomorrow? And I also give a little class while I'm styling hair, because I know that my trademark is the way I style hair. A lot of my clients say, I can never get it the way you do, Tiara. How do you do my hair like that? as I'm styling someone's hair, I try to go through and let them know, hey, I'm using this product. I'm doing this because you need to have this done. Mm-hmm. I give a little bit of education so that tomorrow you can probably do the same thing that I can do and feel comfortable about it and not be like, oh, I go to the salon, I look great, but when I go home, I don't look great. So
right.
I give education, and I feel like that distinguishes me from other stylists, because a lot of other stylists maybe just do hair and send them on their way. I want to connect with my clients and make friendships, because it is a personal thing when you're in someone's face or in someone's hair. You know, we all have issues with hair, skin, nails, and keep it private and confidential. I build trust with my clients. That's my number one.
Excellent. And I love the idea that education is a big component of that, especially exactly like you said, you go to the salon, you get your hair done, or did, as some of my friends say, get my hair did. And then you really don't want to wash it or even sleep,
right?
Because you want it to look the same way the next day, and it never does.
It never looks the same way, and it never smells the same way. There's certain products, but I do offer everything that I use on my clients, I have on my retail bar.
Okay, so people can take those products home.
Every single thing that I use.
Excellent.
Down to the comb. If you like this comb that I use, you can use it. You can have it.
Well, and that's really important, because again, being able to replicate what they've just experienced, obviously they're not going to be able to do exactly the same
right.
thing, because you have years of experience in
right.
schooling and all of that. But if you can walk them through that to get close to that when
yeah.
they're in their home, they're going to enjoy what you did for them that much more.
Yes, exactly. Confidence.
Excellent. So give us the address of the salon. We have about a minute left in the segment, so want to make sure that people know where you're located.
Yes, of course. I am located at 1931 Thibault Boulevard Northeast. That's Suite E, 87112. We are catty corner from Big Five Sporting Goods in between Indian School and Brentwood Hills on Wantabo.
Excellent. So that's an easy place to find. And they can contact you, schedule either by phone or on your website?
Yes.
Excellent.
And you can send me text messages to that phone number. You know, I try to, like I said, gain that one-on-one with my clients. So text me anytime. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Tiara.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you're listening to Go Local Boom. This is on 1050 KTBL, and we will be right back with our next guest. Stay tuned. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. We do this by providing customized on-site classes, conference keynote presentations, and breakout sessions, and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com. My next guest is Orlando Marquez with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Orlando.
Thank you, Krista, for having me. It's great to be here once again.
Excellent. Yeah, he was here with us a couple of months ago, some of you may remember, representing the mariachi group that he is a director of. But today he's here in a different capacity, and it's a new capacity. So I'm going to let him tell you more about that.
Yeah, so I am one of the newest members of the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. I am their new membership engagement specialist. And an opportunity presented itself to join the Hispano Chamber. I was an advocate for the chamber when I was with my previous company, and I was very, very impressed with the leadership and the things that they were doing for small businesses and even large businesses. And an opportunity presented itself to join them on their stellar team, and I'm excited to be a part of it and be here on their behalf.
Excellent. So congratulations on the new job, the new position. So what are some things that people may not know about the chamber?
You know, first and foremost, the amount of resources the chamber has for different levels of businesses. One of the reasons I was brought on is specifically to elevate the membership experience and to convey that to our members and potential members. What we do is we're making a much stronger effort to identify areas where the chamber could be a resource to them. And I tell you, Krista, it's been incredible. We've gotten incredible feedback. We have people that are, you know, really excited to be a part of the changes that are going on at the Hispano Chamber, and a lot of great things that are available to a small business. So, you know, we are open and we are ready to help you and get you through this incredible, you know, economic situation we have here in Albuquerque.
Right. And that's really important, because I think that when a person or a business mm-hmm. joins an organization, they may not even know a lot of what they're getting into. They just have it as a recommendation from somebody else, and then they say, okay, I'm going to join. So for those business owners out there, or people that might be a member of a business mm-hmm. that have some influence in the decision-making, share with us what that would look like. What are some of the benefits that a member becoming part of the Hispano Chamber gets?
Great. So, for example, one of the first things you're going to get is a personal concierge with one of our membership teams. So you're going to have a designated person that you can contact to, you know, and speak to directly about what's going on with the chamber and the events we have. Second of all, you know, we have created an incredible platform through social media, to where we are now offering small businesses a secondary kind of website, a landing page to supplement their existing websites. We do that at no cost as part of your membership. That alone almost pays for the membership for a lot of our businesses. You know, one of those things, we have an in-house small business development center in-house at the chamber. So if you have specific questions regarding small business loans, any of those things, we have that in-house. A lot of incredible resources there. We have two full computer labs, professional development, you know, a lot of different things that we can offer, which is where we come in as membership and engagement specialists, and we identify those areas of concern and where we can help you out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the things that I enjoy, while I haven't used it yet, but as a member with Chispas, is the opportunity to be able to use the meeting room space. Because that can get expensive, you know, just for a couple of hours can be easily $100, $200. And that's pretty much paying for my membership for an entire year. And so just the meeting space alone, and like I said, while I haven't used it yet, that's something I'm really looking forward to in 2018, to be able to offer my clients and the public, because I want to have some public events, but a nice professional place to have these events.
You're exactly right, Krista. Oftentimes, small businesses don't have boardrooms or they don't have meeting spaces. So as part of your membership, we have by far one of the most incredible campuses in the United States for any Hispano chamber. We've been nationally recognized, but we offer boardrooms and meeting spaces for any kind of event. Those are available to you, and we love bringing our members onto the campus and using our incredible facilities that we have.
And they are state of the art. I mean, they've just, every time I go over there, I'm just amazed, because there's so much to see, and I'm thinking, wow, I didn't even know this was here. And so it's an amazing facility.
Correct.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Orlando Marquez with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, and he's sharing with us some of the benefits that members get, as well as he's about to share with us some upcoming events that people can participate in.
Absolutely. So every month we have a different set of events, networking events, of all different types. We're going to be having a member appreciation breakfast coming up very soon, where we invite current members to come in and have breakfast and share a little bit about their business with other members of the chamber. We have a monthly biz gratis, which is basically one of our existing members will host an event, networking event, where our members and even non-members can go and network and have a good time. A lot of incredible things going on with the chamber, from events, from networking, from business development. There are a lot of resources, and we just welcome you to reach out to us, where we can tell you all about it and identify ways to help your business.
So how would someone get in contact with you or the chamber in general if they want more information, if they want to just tour the campus? Give us that information.
Absolutely. So you can contact the chamber directly at 842-9003. And, of course, my name is Rolando Marquez. You can ask specifically for me. Luis Hernandez is the Director of Membership Engagement. We also brought on another incredible businesswoman. Amber Ortega has joined the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber team. And it's we're really creating a very, very incredible team to serve the business community here in Albuquerque and abroad.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And mentioning abroad, I mean, that's one thing I think that I learned that many people may not know mm-hmm. is that the chamber also offers the, how do I want to say, import opportunity for, I mean, there's a whole visitors aspect, right, that where they're working to bring in conferences and reach out to external sources.
Absolutely. So one of the unique things about the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce is that we're the only Hispano Chamber of Commerce that has a convention and tourism department.
That's
in the United
States. I was looking
exactly.
for.
So, you know, so they work hand in hand with the city of Albuquerque to bring in conferences, and they facilitate international business. You know, we're working on a project with one of our, you know, one of our team leaders, facilitating buyers from Mexico, and working with the local breweries here in Albuquerque that are going to be exporting their beer to Mexico. And it's just an incredible opportunity. And those partnerships are facilitated through the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber. So, you know, our reach goes international. And it's an exciting opportunity for your business to explore those opportunities with us because, like I said, one of the reasons I made the switch to join the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce full-time as an employee was the incredible things that they do and the leadership structure they currently have in place.
Well, and the fact that that reach is so broad and international is really important because people listening right now might be thinking or might have thought, oh, the chamber, that's just for local. I'm about out-of-state business or I'm really reaching toward expanding my business into international markets. Right. And so knowing this hopefully will broaden people's perspectives, but then also lead them to thinking twice and about the opportunity of becoming a member.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, obviously we feel very strongly that we are really the small business advocate for the greater Albuquerque area. It's one of our passions. And again, you know, we have members that are out of state and out of the country that, have seen the value that the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber, provides to them as members. And the resources they provide, again, you know, from facilitating international relations with Mexico and South America. And, you know, it's an exciting time to be a part of the Hispano. And, like I said, you know, reach out to us. We are open for business. We are, you know, it's a whole new chamber is what we say over there. We're doing a lot of exciting things with the leadership.
Excellent. And so you mentioned previously classes. So tell us a little bit more about the classes that the chamber offers, because again, our listeners might not be aware that there's some education opportunity available at the chamber as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So the Hispano Chamber offers professional development education opportunities. We offer what's called an emprendedores class, which is an entrepreneurial class, and it basically takes you through stages 1 through 3 from the very beginning stages of how to begin a business, how to start a business, how to write a business plan, all the way to, you know, the fruition and the completion of opening up your own business. It's been nationally recognized, this program that we've instilled, and we are very lucky to have, as of recently, 2 nationally recognized instructors will be in-house at the Hispano Chamber full-time now.
How exciting.
So it's an exciting time. Like I said, we have incredible facilities. Invite you to come down, take a tour, and see what's happening at the Hispano Chamber.
And so what are the hours? If people do want to schedule a tour, what hours would they be looking at?
So the normal business hours are from 8 to 5 or by appointment. And once again, you can schedule an appointment with me or any one of the membership team at, of course, area code 505-842-9003.
And what's the website?
That would be ahcnm.org.
ahcnm.org. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And I'll mention that again during the wrap-up.
That would be great.
Excellent. So we have a couple of minutes left in this segment. So what else do you want to share with us? I mean, there's tons of things going on that you've mm-hmm. already shared, but what else that you think might be just an extra tidbit of information for our listeners?
You know what? I honestly, there's there's a lot to cover in, obviously, this segment here. Reach out to us. Check out our website. We have a huge, huge event that is the signature event of the year coming up in February. And people start planning since now, and that is our annual gala in February. And if you've been to that before, Krista, I have been to it the last 2 years as not part of the team, and that is one of the biggest nights of the year in Albuquerque. And actually, from what I was told, it's one of the go-to events in the Southwest. We're going to have incredible entertainment that night. They always have wonderful, wonderful entertainment for that night, and it's a great fundraiser for a lot of the programs that the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber does. They do a lot of scholarship fundraisers from the proceeds of that gala.
And what is the cost for that event? Been identified yet?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but if you go to our website, and that's ahcnm.org, and there will be all the information. There's opportunities to sponsor and be a big part of the gala, but it's the event of the year. It's a great, fun black tie event. Lots
that
of fun.
That sounds fantastic. And no, I've never been, so maybe this year will be.
This is the year, Krista. You got to be a part of it because it's incredible. I've gone the last 2 years, and like I said, I was very proud of Albuquerque for even having an event like that.
Right. Well, and the proceeds go to a great causes, not even just one, but several of the programs that
absolutely.
Are
absolutely the educational programs that we do, the scholarships that we have are a direct result of the funds raised.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much for being on the show,
Krista,
Orlando.
Thank you so much. It was great once again, and thanks for everybody here at the station.
Excellent. So you're listening to Go Local Boom Radio. We'll be right back with our next guest, 1050 KTBL. Good morning, Albuquerque, and welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. We have some great guests this week, and not to be excluded from that is my final guest, Shantae Jennings with Virtual Partners Plus. Welcome to the show, Shantae.
Thank you, Krista. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. It's a great Saturday. So, you know, the weekend's here. It's awesome. So tell us what you do at Virtual Partners.
I am a virtual assistant, which a lot of people aren't really familiar with that. It's really just a person that works remotely, providing administrative, and professional, technical services to solo business owners.
And what a great opportunity for you and for business owners, because people may not want to be going out and having a physical person. They may not have the space to be able to do that. So educate us. What does the virtual assistant do? I mean, you mentioned administrative and all of that, but go into a little more detail for our listeners so that they know even more about what that's about.
Okay, Krista, it's really about, as a business owner, you have a lot of things that you do. You do things that bring you money in, clients, and then you have to do the things that just maintain your business. I can help with those things that maintain your business. We can do administrative as far as like client care. We would follow up calls. We would make appointments for you. We could do those things. We could do helping you with virtual events. A lot of businesses, even if they're local, they have an online presence. They need help with that. We assist with that as well. But the biggest thing I try to communicate is you don't need an admin for 40 hours a week. You need someone that just needs to do what you need done. And that's where we come in.
That's a great point, because I know with my small business, it isn't that. And so I wear many hats in mine, and to be able to hand that off to somebody, because you're right. I think the old way of thinking was, oh, I don't really have the budget to have somebody on staff for 20, 30, 40 hours a week, or even 15 hours a week. But if you could hire somebody like you, that I said, okay, here's the scope of the project and the work, and then you figure out how many hours a week and so forth, then I'd be able to work it in my budget, right?
Yes, because you aren't paying. I'm an independent business owner. You aren't paying for my insurance. You aren't paying for space for me to maintain. You aren't paying, and you don't have to monitor and watch, oh, I've got to find her something to do because she comes here Monday through Friday. No, you come, we talk about what you actually need in your business, and we figure out a strategy for that and what your timelines are, and that's how we work.
What a great opportunity. So give us some background about how you got into this, because I know you've got a varied background and levels of expertise in a different areas. So tell us a little bit about that and then how you came to creating this line of work for yourself.
Well, I retired from the Army after 22 years.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I loved what I did. I worked in the behind the scenes. I did a lot of administrative and logistical work, and that's what I enjoyed. But I also knew after 20 years of other people telling me what to do, that I wanted to be in charge and have total control of what I do and who I work with. So I said, I'm going to start a business when I retire. And that's what I did. So I spent a lot of time researching, trying to figure out the best way to approach it. And I came up with Virtual Partners Plus. And I am totally enjoying it.
And I love the fact that you have that you bring that structure from the military into what you do, because I've found as an entrepreneur myself and having been so almost 20 years that a lot of us may not have the structure. And so the fact that you bring that aspect from 22 years in the military to what you do as now a business owner and can bring that to other people's businesses is really a bonus to me.
I really think every person in a business, they just need a system set up. And that's what I enjoy, looking at the business thinking, okay, we need this system for her client intake. We need this system for her events. We need this system. And most people, they're all creative. They have their idea of their business and that's what they do. But the rest of it, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, I need some help with that. And I love that I'm able to help that way too. Because that's my thing, my structure. That's kind of my personality anyway, but that's what I like to work with. And I also like staying behind the scenes, just kind of, you know, helping, making sure my clients are taken care of, and also thinking strategically. I want to be a partner in their business. I'm not just doing some tasks for you. If you say you're going to do these three things for next year, every time I look around, I'm looking for ways to help you get to those goals.
Well, if you're just tuning in this morning, I'm speaking with Shantae Jennings, and she's with Virtual Partners Plus. She's a virtual assistant, and so she's sharing with us, has just shared with us a little bit about her background as a veteran of the Army for 22 years and how she's brought that into the success that she's had with this business. So you've been in business for what, 2 years now?
2 years. We recently moved here from Wisconsin, but I started my business there in Wisconsin and kind of got set up. And then once I came here, I just adjusted and kind of figured out, you know, the lay of the land. And it's remote, so it really doesn't make much difference. I just wanted to meet more people and kind of figure out the culture of my new community, too. So,
right. So what would someone expect when they contact you in terms of how are you going to figure out how much you need them or they need you and vice versa? How do you figure that out?
We would have a call. I offer a free 20-minute call, and I would just ask you a lot of questions about your business. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in the next 6 months to 2 years? What are your challenges? What areas do you feel like, oh, I'm struggling here? Or even, I just don't like doing that. I don't do it well. I don't have time. I don't like it. I would learn those things, and we would also try to figure out, based on your business, what the best use of the time would be done. Because you may have an idea, but I'll just look at what you want versus how you run your business, and we would come up with a plan about what needs to be done.
Excellent. And so give us an idea with your existing clients. What is the range of time commitment that you have for your clients? Is there like an average per week per se? Or
I pretty much, my focus, we specialize with coaches, speakers, and consultants. So they really deal with clients one-on-one or in group environments, or they're trying to do workshops and events. So it's really spread out. For the most part, I have a certain amount of time blocked out for each client each week. But if they have a specific project, like say you're going to run a workshop in a couple of months, we would kind of figure out what needs to be done right away, email marketing, any kind of promotions, documents you need created. We would do that right away, and then we would create a timeline so that we could reverse engineer back to your date so we could have everything situated the way you want.
So then it sounds like it's customized per project or
per client. It's every business is different. You can try and make everything the same, but it's not going to work. You really do need to tweak and figure out what the needs are for each client. And that's what we do.
Right. And I think that's really important because, again, if a person is like me or many other business owners wearing multiple hats, being able to explain what they do and to someone like you that can then take that and dissect it and figure out, okay, this is how it needs to be approached to organize it all and get it, get the projects or the tasks done by the particular event or by this particular client, project is something that many business owners may not have the, the wherewithal to be able to see.
And that's where we come in. We do look at, you tell me about your business, and my little wheels are turning trying to figure out, okay, this is what she's going to need to set up. This is what she's going to need for this. We're going to need these three documents. We're going to need these to call these vendors for her event. Those are the things. And then I would outline that. Of course, we don't make any decisions without you. We would do this together just to get an idea. And then we could come up with a checklist of activities that I would knock out for you, and then you could tell me if there's things needed to be added or taken away, or if something is you want to keep, that your baby, you want to keep that, then we could figure that out. But that's all just a conversation. But my goal is not to be just a person that's just taking tasks. I want to partner with you so that I learn so much about your business that when I see things, I'm seeing your business. I'm trying to figure out how to grow your business along with you, because your success is our success.
That's a great point. Thank you so much for sharing that aspect, because you're right. It's a relationship. And so the more you get to know the person and the business, as you're doing other things, even for other clients, you might think, oh, that client could really benefit from this. And so then it goes from there. Right.
Yes.
So how do people get in contact with you? Give us your contact information.
I have a website. It's virtualpartnersplus.com. I have a contact number. It's 224-212-9017, and I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn under my, you could just search my name, Shante Jennings, or Virtual Partners Plus, and find us at Facebook and LinkedIn.
And go ahead and spell your name for us, because I'm
okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Shante, Chantay Jennings, Jennings.
Excellent. And so that number again, 224-214-9017.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 224-212.
Oh, 212. I probably...
212-9017.
Excellent. Yep. Got it. And so we've got a couple of minutes left in our segment, but you've got an event coming up. So share with our listeners what that event is, because maybe they want to participate.
Yes. One of the things we do at Virtual Partners Plus is help business owners kind of build their credibility and reach a larger audience by using webinars. I'm going to have a webinar event where I just kind of talk you through it. A lot of people are intimidated by webinars, the technology, all the steps involved, but I'm going to talk you through it and show you how simple it can be, or either how we can work together creating your own webinar.
So I love it. A webinar about webinars.
Yes.
Excellent. So, and that event is coming up on December 17th, and you'll have more details on your website.
Yes, I will have details on my website and my social media.
Excellent. Social media as well. I love social media. Well, actually, the love-hate relationship I have with social media. So, yeah. So, anyway, so Virtual Partners Plus is an opportunity for you and your business to have someone behind the scenes come in and do those things that you might not either enjoy or just don't know how to do. And so contact Shante at 224-212-9017. And so tell us one more tidbit that you want people to know about Virtual Partners Plus.
I think a lot of business owners are afraid to let go because they think they have to train someone. You really don't. You're just telling us what you need out of your business. We work together to get that. And we partner with you. You don't have to spend a lot of time training us.
Well, and that's so important. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's been one of my fears about bringing on an assistant. And you and I know each other a little bit from Polka Dot Powerhouse. We're both members of that professional organization. And that's often been one thing in the back of my mind is, okay, how much time do I want to dedicate to training somebody to do what I need them to do? So thank you so much for clarifying that. We definitely have to Shantae and I have been trying to get together for about the past month or so. So this is the first step to that. And it happens to be over the radio. So you all are getting behind the scenes look into our what I would be talking to her about for my business.
Mm-hmm. Follow up.
Yes, yes, but the follow-up is going to be key. So thank you so much for being on the show this morning, Shantae.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Well, we'll be right back with the wrap-up. You're listening to Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host with Chispas Performance Solutions. Again, another great week of guests this week. So we started off the show with Tierra Garcia of Tierra Garcia Hair Salon, or Tierra's Hair Salon. And once again, she is located at 1930 Wantabo Northeast, Suite E. And just to remind you of the specials she has coming up through the end of the year, $10 off a haircut that includes free facial wax. You also have $15 off color services, and then the $80 Mink individual eyelash extensions special. And so give her a call at 505-750-8629 to schedule your appointment so that you are looking great for the holidays and into the new year. We also had Orlando Marquez with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, and he shared lots of great events that are coming up, but in particular, you may want to mark your calendar for the annual gala fundraiser in February. And you can find out more information by visiting the website at ahcnm.org. And then finally, we had Shantae Jennings with Virtual Partners Plus, and what a wealth of information she shared. I mean, I learned so much in that segment, and about the whole idea of virtual assistants. And she does offer a free 20-minute consultation call if that's something that you are considering. And I was even thinking she could probably help you even if you don't have a small business per se, but let's say you've got just a really crazy household, getting things in order, especially as you get into wrapping up the new year or this year for the new year. But give her a call. She can tell you for sure. She's at 224-212-9017. And her website is virtualpartnersplus.com. You can also contact her by email, shantae@virtualpartnersplus.com. And also consider her webinar coming up on December 17th. So recently I had a question from a client, excuse me, about how to get through the holidays without conflict. And first of all, I said that was pretty much an impossibility because conflict exists whether it's the holidays or not. But I could see their point because the holidays often have a lot of stuff, for lack of a better word, around them, either because of family tragedies or even just the whole pressure of gift giving or having people over that you normally don't see all the time. And so the recommendation I gave to this person about being able to get through the holidays conflict free was this. First, set your intention. Visualize how you want the holidays to be. This is something that I share with my clients in the classes that I deliver. That idea of goal setting, and this is just taking it to another level. In other words, if you want to have stress-free holidays, what does that look like? Visualize that. Write it down if you need to. Get some magazines and cut out a picture of what that looks like. Go online and get pictures. I mean, if you don't know what stress-free looks like to you, how are you going to create it? And beyond that, how are you going to ask for it if other people are involved? So if stress-free means to you that you aren't the only one doing the holiday cooking, for example, and stress-free means that you want other people to be involved, well, just identifying that is going to help you to reduce your level of stress. Then you create it. What does that mean? Maybe you decide that you're going to do a potluck instead of you doing all of the work. Maybe stress-free means that the yard work for the fall and winter is completely done, and so you subcontract that out. Identify what stress-free looks like to you. So in terms of the interactions that you have with people, visualize that too. If you have that relative that you see every year, once a year, because a little of them goes a long way, and you know what I'm talking about. Visualize how you want your interactions to go with them. Do you want them to be really interactive, or do you want them just to be cordial and you then separate and go off to spend time with other people? Then visualize that. See yourself interacting with that individual the way you want it to happen. So many times we spend our waking moments and sometimes our sleeping ones visualizing and thinking about what we don't want in our life. And then guess what? We end up getting what we don't want. So folks, turn it around. Visualize what you do want. Stress-free holidays, conflict-free holidays. What does that look like to you? Then map it out. If it means not inviting that